Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
In order to support our show, we'll need the help of some great advertisers. And in order to find great advertisers, we'll need to learn just a little bit more about you.
So please, listeners, go to podsurvey.com/challenged and take a quick anonymous survey that will help us get to know you a little bit better. That way we can show our advertisers just how great all of you listeners are.
Plus, once you've completed the survey, you can choose to enter for a chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card.
What?
Terms and conditions apply.
Again, that is podsurvey.com/challenged with a D. Again, guys, that is podsurvey.com/challenged, challenged.
Thanks for your help.
Direction challenged.
Key is a sunglasses brand found at Australian music festivals that has since expanded worldwide. They offer quality fashion sunglasses and blue light glasses at an affordable price point, starting at $50.
Key is loved by celebrities, influencers, and festival goers worldwide. Use promo code CHALLENGED at keyaustralia.com for 20% off your order.
That's promo code CHALLENGED with a D at QUAYAustralia.com.
Restrictions apply. Free shipping for U.S. orders over $75.
Hey, guys, it's Candace.
And Kayla, and we are directionally challenged.
Yeah, we thought we'd have, like, everything figured out by the time we were in our 30s.
Turns out we don't.
What? We don't?
Not at all.
Damn it.
Nope. Newsflash.
Well, luckily we have this awesome podcast to figure it all out.
And this week's different. What are we doing this week?
This week, guys, we have a very serious guest on. Guess who it is?
You.
It's you. It's you. It's our listeners. We asked you guys to write us questions online, on our Instagram page, or on our Twitter. Send us the DMs. Is that what the kids say?
Yes.
Slide into the DMs.
By the way, we're so much fun to go through. There's so many good questions. And you guys, you know what we love is when you send it in an audio file. We just can't thank you enough for reaching out and using the hashtag #HeyCandiceKayla and sending in all your questions. There were so many good ones. It was really hard to pick which ones to use.
And now that we're going weekly, we might even do this again in the future. So yes, if we ask for questions, send us over some audio files. Use our hashtag Candice. Oh, wait, man, I'm getting it wrong. See?
Hey, Candice Kayla.
Hey, Candice Kayla. Hashtag #HEY Candice Kayla. Or slide into our DMs that I'm soliciting. And you guys can ask us questions, send us videos, send us audios, and then we're going to play it on here and we're going to answer everything, even though we have nothing figured out.
We got a great, I think the first video we have is from Twitter. Yeah. And who is it, Candice?
Hold on. Grandma's got to look through her phone. Okay, so it's pronounced Angel. Sent us a cute little video on Twitter. She is an actress and has a question about acting. So here it goes.
Hey, Candice and Kayla. I have an acting question for you guys. I just finished studying acting and I'm always rewatching Vampire Diaries for some inspiration. And I'm always so inspired by the vulnerability the cast was able to bring to such emotional scenes. And I was wondering what your methods were and are to get to that level for those scenes and to stay at that level, especially when you're shooting for a long period of time or you have a specific arc in the show that is very demanding emotionally. If you have any tips and tricks, that would be greatly appreciated. Absolutely love you guys. Thanks.
We love you too, Angel. What a great question. I mean, first of all, I think she's good with that accent. Like, she's good to go. It seems like people with accents are working a ton right now.
They're nailing it. Yes, it's very hip to have an accent. What about you, Kayla? You're good at emotional scenes.
For me, instantly, music takes me to a certain place. So I have a playlist based on what emotions I'm going to feel. So if it's a really sad something, I have all these songs that I've experienced in my life or that just get me to that place. And so I'll just click through and whichever one makes me feel right there. I mean, think about it. You're instantly back to this moment in your life where you were really struggling or feeling whatever that character was feeling. And then not just on set, but for auditions or any sort of purpose like that, it just instantly takes me there.
Do you listen to them in your car or trailer?
Yeah, or right before we start the scene. Because, I mean, I can be there in my trailer, but you also don't know when they're going to call you. So, yeah, right as we're, even as we're blocking, it's in one ear and I'm just kind of in the zone.
So that's your go-to?
That's my go-to. That's my secret, my tips and tricks. How about you?
I hate crying on camera.
No.
I hate it. I hate it so much. It's so vulnerable and it makes me so uncomfortable. And I wish I was one of those actors that loved it and I don't.
But see, I think that would make your performance more interesting.
I hope
so. Because you are so vulnerable and like open and exposed that.
I genuinely have to be, I need support. I need to feel someone else in the scene with me. Obviously, I can be by myself and kind of figure it out if I have to. I've also learned that I have to take my contacts out. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I could be totally there emotionally. But if my eyes are dry, my contacts just like soak up all the tears. And I know that sounds crazy, but I learned later on filming Vampire Diaries that I, on days where I had to cry a lot, I would just wear glasses to work. And then, yeah, I really need support from a scene partner. If I feel like the person I'm in the scene with is just checked out and couldn't care and, you know, is just off on their phone, it's really hard for me to stay in it. But if I feel someone's next to me, even if they just like put their hand on my hand, or if like, if it's supposed to be like close to hugging, I need to be like close proximity to someone to like, I concentrate on like their breath
so
and
physical.
My breath. And like, yeah, it starts inside my stomach. I kind of need that pit feeling in my stomach.
Do you talk to them first?
Sometimes there are scene partners that it's just understood. They just kind of already show up and there is that comfortable dialogue. Like with someone with like Michael Trevino, we were always such close friends and I this is a total assumption on my part, but I feel like he kind of responds to that as well. Like whispering, like it, sometimes if I knew he had been emotional for a long time, like we've talked about it before, there was a scene he just had to cry all day. And I knew we were just both so tired. And so I just started like whispering things to him quietly.
that were really vulnerable, all applying to the scene, mm-hmm. nothing like outside of the world that we were acting in, and things that my character would say to his character, and just to like keep it in the moment. You're filming for hours. There's a lot of people moving around. There's people like putting makeup and hairspray on you. There's like crew members cracking jokes, not all the time, not in an insensitive way, but when you're there for 4 hours in the same room, you're all going to go a little crazy. And then go 14 hours in the same room, you're going to lose your mind. Like, you have to crack jokes. And there are some actors I know that can like crack a joke and then bawl their eyes out in a beautiful organic way. And I wish that was me. It's just not. So that's
how great
really
to
big.
Have that support from your scene partner then.
Yeah. And like, even when Julie directed an episode, when Marguerite McIntyre, who played my mom, like her character was dying of cancer. And then this episode where she did die, and it was just, Julie wanted to break. She was like, I'm going to make you cry every episode this season. I was like, don't do it. No. But yeah, it definitely made me get out of my comfort zone and figure out how to be comfortable in that uncomfortable. So any actors out there, if you don't like crying scenes or crying in an acting class, you are not alone. You're not crazy. You're not a bad actor. It's just, a different part of your craft that you kind of have to learn. And
what do you do if you can't get there?
I'll admit it. I've used teardrops on a television series where you've been working with the same people for years and years and years, and it's midnight, or you know what? Yeah, I had a baby. I was tired. There was nothing I had left. And at that point, if it's 2 a.m. and you just need a shot of like a tear rolling down a cheek, and I got nothing left, but you got everything else before, then give me the teardrop and I'll put it in, or a little bit of the eye vapor, which kind of makes you naturally tear. I totally respect actors that don't want to use that. And I totally respect actors that sometimes need to. I mean, it is a business at the end of the day too. Obviously you want it to be like the best, most organic performance. But when you're filming 14 hours a day, every day, like sometimes it might not be there. And there's only, you're human.
Angel, some other advice that I first got on one of the first projects I worked on was to always stay hydrated, because yeah. you're crying all the time over and over again for each take, and it does dehydrate you. And then at some point when you are out of tears, sometimes it's because your body just doesn't have it in there anymore.
So thanks for your questions, Angel. Kayla, what kind of questions you find on Instagram?
I found a really cute question from Michelle Jade. It says, hey, Candace, Kayla, I'm struggling to find and meet new friends at our age. It used to be easy back in high school and college. I lost most of them when I moved and broke up with my ex. But now I'm 32 years old. I'm a single mom. I'm working from home. It's different in regards to meeting new people. Would love your advice in this.
It's so hard to make new friends as an adult. Have you ever had to make new friends in a new city? Kayla?
Of course. Okay. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, I just know you grew up here. So I guess I just assume like you've been lucky enough to be so close to so many friends, but obviously you've met new people over the years.
I think just finding something you love, like painting and starting to take a painting class, activities that you can find friends that also like the same things as you. And try, just get out there in a new city. Just get out there. Even, it's so easy to stay home and Netflix and chill and just stay in your comfort zone. But you have to get out of your comfort zone to meet new people.
Totally understand her struggle with also being a single mom, trying to get out and meet new friends. It's really hard to be in a new city. I mean, obviously, I'm not a single mom. I have so much respect for you, because it is so, being a parent is so hard. And making time for yourself within being a parent can be really hard, but you have to set aside that time. And it's weird and it's awkward. And sometimes it's going to be, you know, like, hey, we both, you know, met at this party or go to the same coffee shop. Like, we should hang out sometime. It does kind of feel like this weird version of dating, which can sometimes work out great and sometimes not work out. Like, even moving here a year and a half ago, I was so lucky that we have so many great friends. Joe and I knew so many people here, but we didn't have a lot of friends in our neighborhood. And in LA, you kind of need friends in your neighborhood to stay sane, because it's so such a thing to drive to different neighborhoods. So I found myself kind of like asking women out on like lady dates, like, hey, let's go hit up that wine bar. And it would be awkward. And sometimes we never spoke again after that. We'd like hang out for like 3 hours, drink wine, and then be like, well, this was nice. It was was just like a bad first date.
I think also a cool way for her, you, Michelle, Jade, to find friends is maybe join a mommy group. Because if you are a single mom, there might be other single moms out there who are willing to go, you know, exercise together or go walk the kids together or whatever it is that moms do. Candace, you probably know more than I do.
No, I'm like not in a mommy group. Like even, you know, our friend Cammy, who has a child who's not even a year old yet, she's all these mom friends. And like, I've got some friends that are moms, but like, I don't have like the mom friends. And even like at my daughter's preschool, there's like women that have known each other over the years and have been here for a while and they hang out and they've got obviously kids the same age. And I don't know, I'm just really bad at like getting into like a mommy group. Even when I was pregnant and I did like a yoga class, like they were all in like a Facebook group together. And I just really get bad at that.
But I wonder if this would help her.
I think it would.
If you can find a group of women that are in the same position as you and do want to, you know, connect and find friends, then maybe taking mommy yoga together is perfect. And or hiring a sitter for all the kids to everyone joins in on that. And then going out and having a wine night or something like that.
Yeah, Kayla's right. Don't listen to my social anxiety. Listen to her advice. It's intimidating. And it's true. You have to just put yourself out there in situations that you wouldn't normally to meet new people.
And also know that you're not alone. I'm sure other people feel that way too. So putting yourself out there is the first step. And like, you know, you extend an olive branch and maybe someone takes it. And then you go from there. We have a really great question from Lanny McCune on Instagram. Her question reads, "Hi, beauties. I'm getting married in May. So exciting, but also so stressful. Do you have any wedding planning, big day advice, tips, and tricks? Also, what are three things you would say to a newly married couple?"
Ooh.
It's a good one.
Did you like planning your wedding, Kayla?
I hated it. It's like a part-time job. It was too stressful. Everyone has their opinions. I would say... my advice to you is get a therapist to help you through it. That is the one thing Tanner and I swore by, and it helped so much. Just because you're joining two families, there's a lot of dynamics, there's a lot of people who have opinions, and at the end of the day, you just have to remember it's about the two of you. The whole year planning the wedding was probably the most stressful year of my life. How about you?
I loved it. Oh my gosh. Of course, in the moment, I was like, oh, this is so stressful, but I secretly loved it. I loved obsessing over every single little detail and writing out the invitations. And like, everyone got a handkerchief that was like, I found on eBay and had them all like dry cleaned and pressed to go in like these little things so people could wave vintage handkerchiefs.
See,
in the
I
second
have anxiety
line.
As you're talking about
oh,
this.
Oh God, I loved it. But it is a lot. And I will say, the lessons I had to learn while planning the wedding was it's not, if you're planning a really big wedding and everyone's family is going to be there, it's not just about you and your partner anymore. And unfortunately, in my opinion, like it does and can become a family affair. And you have to just accept that like, it's going to be about the family experience as well. And as long as you do have like your core friends that you want there, and obviously you have your partner and you guys are good and you guys are happy and excited, like everything else could go wrong and you just kind of got to let it. My other piece of advice is if you can afford it, get a wedding planner. Even just like a day of planner or the month of planner, have someone else there that is not a friend, that is not a family member, that can kind of tell everyone where to go. It's totally worth it. You know, you can figure out like pictures and videos and people can really team up for a lot of that stuff. But having a planner that's what they do, that's their bread and butter, will really alleviate the stress on the day. And the third thing is remember that the goal of the day is that just to get married. That's it. I asked my wedding planner, like, oh my gosh, like, what's the worst, like, craziest thing that's ever happened on a wedding day? Like, what's the most stressful wedding you've ever been to? She was like, mine. She's like, everything went wrong. She's like, it rained in New Orleans when it wasn't supposed to. So it ruined, and it was pouring, like, flooding the streets. Her husband got stuck in an elevator and, like, on his way down by himself to, like, go to the wedding. Like, he got stuck in an elevator. And she's like, but you know what? At the end of the day, we got married. Did it look exactly how I thought it was going to be? No. But did we end up finding, like, one sliver of sunshine to do a second line in? Yes. And was I married to the man of my dreams? Yes. So it was a success.
Lanny, I think that's such a good thing to remember when you're planning is just all the details don't matter, whether you love it or you hate it. hate it. All of those things the day of don't matter, as long as you end up marrying the person you love. And if you're not, don't do it.
And get a therapist.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, the second part of her question was what three things would we give advice to a newly married couple?
Newly married couple. Go on a honeymoon. Make time for that. Regardless, even if we have friends that did a road trip for their honeymoon, which was awesome. Like, just go somewhere, just you and your partner, where you guys can be together and you don't have to think about real life yet. I think it's so important. What's another piece of advice?
I would say make sure to live with your significant other before you marry them. I know that might be controversial to some people. Some people don't believe in that, but that was for me the deciding factor, knowing, okay, this is going to be what it's going to be like every day. Now I'm realizing, Candace, actually you didn't do that.
No, we got married, then we had a baby, and then we just moved in together a year and a half ago. It was crazy. We definitely had a lot of moments where we looked each other in the eye being like, oh my gosh, we've never lived together. This is hilarious. And by the way, we've obviously spent a significant amount of time together. We built a house together. We traveled the world together. We do a lot of wonderful things well together. And now we know how to live together. But yeah, it was an adjustment period.
It's really hard. I don't think you know someone until you really live with them. And that for me was the deciding factor, because after a few weeks, I went, oh, life can be this fun. It can be like this. Oh, wow. And so I knew for me, that was the confirmation I needed. But I know everyone's different and you can do it Candace's way or my way. But that was something that really helped me throughout the process.
I think a third piece of advice is for a newly married couple is really enjoy all the registry gifts, like anything you registered for with your wedding, like make a point of it that first year to just be like, we're going to use it all. You're going to use that blender. You're going to use that like weird coffee maker that you don't know how it works. Like, I really had fun doing that.
Also, someone gave me advice, never go to bed mad, which I kind of eye rolled at in the moment. And the truth is, I think that's really important to make sure you solve every issue you have with your significant other before you go to sleep and before you start a new day, because it's hard. Life is hard. And
are you guys good at that?
No, we aren't. Yeah. And that's why I'm actually offering this advice, is because it's hard sometimes to, you know, figure out your issues. But if you can try your hardest to kind of come to some sense of agreement in the issue, or what we do sometimes if we're out and there's an argument, we just say we need to table it because right now we can't have this conversation. So I love you, you love me, we're disagreeing right now, let's table it. We'll figure it out later. And then we bring it up at a more appropriate time.
Tables are great for relationships. We're going to table it, or I always say, let's get it out, all of it out on the table. You just always need a table around for the emotional discussions.
You can even register for it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, on the opposite end, we have a question from Instagram from @thisiskristen_. Hey, Candace, Kayla, what advice do you have for a 34-year-old trying to find her way back to loving herself?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
It's time to get more in 2024. I know for me, one of my goals is to feel really strong this year. And honestly, so far, so good. Because that's where 310 Nutrition comes in. It's helping me and our listeners in the new year with protein and super rich food products with so many options and flavors. Right now I have the Chocolate Bliss and Caramel Sundae, and they are both so delicious. I have to hide them from my husband so that he doesn't steal them too. They're a triplex protein blend, plant-based proteins that include pea, brown rice, and pumpkin that leave me feeling full. 310 Nutrition also has a hydrate electrolyte drink mix. My favorite is the peach mango flavor. So not only am I hydrating and drinking water, I have an electrolyte blend, vitamin blend, and it's sugar-free. With one stick of hydrate mix into 16 ounces of water, and it can provide the same amount of hydration equal to drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water. Thank you. This way I can keep my resolution, keep feeling strong, have greater focus, feel refreshed, and maintain my hydration without having to drink as much. One of my favorite refreshing water enhancers they have is the lemonade flavor. It gives me energy. This one's also sugar-free. It's used with real lemons and it's pH balanced. And this also offers the same hydration as 2 to 3 bottles of water. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code CHALLENGED and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 for your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products that you know you'll use and will help you keep your resolution. So go to 310nutrition.com and use the code CHALLENGED right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310-nutrition.com and use code CHALLENGED. It's all the good stuff your body needs in flavors you crave. So be healthier effortlessly.
Invested too much in one person who broke me, and I've been navigating the waters alone for so long. My tribe doesn't understand my anxiety, so it gets really lonely sometimes.
Wow.
Yeah. A quote that's coming to my mind right now. I had a really tough relationship, and a quote that I held on to really tight afterwards was, "I am bent but not broken." So you just have to know that you do have the strength within yourself, and you just need to be patient with yourself, and you need to be kind to yourself. And unfortunately, what I had to learn is, even though friends can be there to support you, you have to do the work on your own. Like, they're not there to kind of fix you or open, show you the light. Like, you kind of have to search for that within yourself. And that's okay if sometimes, you know, you need to be on your own to do that a little bit. That, don't feel alone. Just feel that you're with yourself. You're not alone. You have yourself.
I love that. Like, be your own best friend. Yeah, that's great advice. I love that. I think for me, when I was going through a really hard time and struggling with confidence, I had someone recommend that I keep a compliment journal, which sounds so weird, but when you go through life, people do give you advice and give you an uplift you. And a lot of times when you're in a downward spiral, you don't hear it. And so what this forces you to do is actively write down every positive thing people are saying about you. And there's something about it being tangible and being able to read it and see it that makes it now exist. And then you can go over it anytime you're feeling sad or upset or alone. And that seemed to help me in times when I really had a hard time receiving and taking love from other people.
There is also the sense of when you're in a relationship that you don't maybe see that it's bad, but the other people around you can see the bad parts of it. And maybe they've tried to give you advice and then it's not a time when you can hear it. And I can totally relate to that from many, many moons ago and being younger in relationships. And I just, even if I just didn't want to hear what they had to say. And then by the time I finally saw it for myself and needed friends, I realized like, oh no, they needed some space away from it because they tried to be there and I pushed them away. And so I don't think friendships necessarily always have to be broken. I think sometimes there's ebbs and flows for friendships as well. Sometimes you're really close and sometimes there's just a little bit of space. And that's the beauty of time, is it allows us to grow. It allows us to have that perspective so that we can be the best versions of ourselves when we do become closer again.
That's great.
Okay. I love this Instagram's name. It's Hot Mess at Not For Real. Asked us, how do we incorporate health and fitness into our busy lives?
Oh, that's so good. I think that's a daily struggle we all have. I try to work out at least 3 times a week. It doesn't always happen. But I think healthy eating is something that is really important to do, not just for your physicality, but for your brain and for your own sense of self. Food is comforting, and so pizza and all that good stuff sometimes sounds really good, but I always feel a little guilty after I do that. So I find that if I can find something healthy that also satisfies myself, I feel better about my decision. How about you?
I have zero guilt with pizza and wine. I have zero. I used to have a lot of guilt, and I don't know why. I've just slowly over time like started giving less of a shit, and maybe with getting older I should give more of a shit. But I actually love indulging myself in things that I really enjoy when I want to. Also, what I really enjoy, though, is being active. I actually genuinely like going to a workout class, and I like sweating. I like the heat. I like going on a hike. I like being outside and
that's
being
great,
active.
But not everyone feels that way.
And
for
not
those
everyone
of us
feels
that
way.
Don't love it.
But that's the thing. I think you got to kind of find that balance. Like, yes. Like the reality is like, do I like wine and pizza more? Am I as on top of my diet as well as I should be? And not in a sense of like losing weight, but just putting healthy, fueling food in my body. I'm not the best at it right now. Like sometimes I find myself just constantly eating my toddler's leftovers that has fallen on the floor. I don't know why. If there are any other moms that do this, that mindlessly find themselves eating food off the floor, please let us know. Because I've heard from another mom that I'm not alone in this. But I've been more encouraged like for the soul to like get out and like go hiking or go to workout classes with my husband. I feel like it's a great way for us to connect. So yeah, do I maybe eat a little more poorly? Yes. But on the other hand, I'm actually like working out a lot more.
I also notice if I don't have the ice cream in the house, then I just don't eat it because you can't. So I think part of the first part of that battle is just to have healthy food in your house and food that fills you up and food that makes you feel good, but doesn't necessarily not a lot of empty carbs. Now I'm saying this and I definitely eat my share of that good stuff too. But I find that if I'm struggling with, you know, eating, that to just not have it in the house makes it so much easier because then you don't have to have a battle. It just doesn't exist there.
Yeah. Usually what they say is eat the rainbow, eat whatever like looks beautiful, eat bright colors, eat plants. Obviously.
So Skittles.
Yes. Eat Skittles. Just eat food that looks beautiful and also makes you feel good. Yeah. And also like just move. Like just walking is a good thing.
Okay, guys, we are going to take a quick break and we will be right back. If we care about the ingredients in the food we eat and the beauty products we use, why shouldn't the same be true of our feminine care products?
The FDA doesn't require brands to disclose a comprehensive list of ingredients in their feminine care products, so most of them don't.
Lola offers complete transparency about the ingredients found in their tampons, pads, liners, and wipes, all of which are 100% organic cotton with no added chemicals, fragrances, synthetics, or dye.
Plus, with Lola's customizable subscription, you get to choose your mix of products, mix of absorbency, number of boxes, and frequency of delivery.
And you can even change, skip, or cancel at any time. we got a delivery, and honestly, it's just so nice to have organic, wonderful products at your door. You don't have to think twice about it. And let's be honest, when you need it, you need it.
Yes, and it's important. Our bodies are amazing, beautiful machines, and we really need to take care of what we put into them. I love that I got organic tampons in my subscription. I got like wipes I can carry around for yoga class. Yes. I mean, they even had some personal lubricants, so I was thrilled, y'all.
For 40% off all subscriptions, visit mylola.com and enter challenged when you subscribe. That's mylola.com and enter challenged for 40% off all subscriptions.
Hey guys, we're back and we have some Vampire Diaries questions that you guys wrote in. Leading us off is Goddess of Books with...
is she on Instagram or Twitter, Goddess of Books?
She's on Twitter.
Cool.
Yep, at Gods of Books. She said, hey, Candace, Kayla, my question is, if you could go back and tell your young self from the TVD pilot one thing, what would it be?
Oh, I love this question so much. I think there's so much I would tell myself because I felt like a different person way back when. I think for me, the one thing I would say is, you are about to make some of the best friends you will ever have. And so enjoy these first friend moments with each other because, I mean, 10 years later and we're still so close. It's crazy. Sometimes you just meet people and you end up, they end up being in your lives forever.
Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy that, and there's a big group of us that still talks all the time and hangs out all the time. I mean, you're my bridesmaid. Julie was like, gave a speech at our wedding. Like it's, yeah, I was your bridesmaid. Yeah. Like, yeah, it's really incredible. I mean, we're doing this. Look at us 10 years later. Yes. Started in an airport. Now we're here.
I know.
Yeah,
what would you tell yourself? Crazy.
I would tell my younger self to just enjoy it. And I think I did more towards the end, even if it was hard, because at that point it was more about wanting to be around family. But I think there were times where I was there and I was so young and I didn't appreciate, like, oh my gosh, this is such an awesome, epic job. And it gets very easy to be distracted by other things and what other people are doing, as opposed to just being like, we were having a blast. Yeah, and I really did have fun. We had so much fun in Atlanta, especially those early years. So I would just say, like, enjoy that. Like, enjoy going to work. Like, it's awesome. It's great.
I have another one for you. Sane0330 on Instagram says, I'm curious, did you have a crush on any of your co-actors or actresses?
I crushed pretty hard on you.
Serious.
It is serious, Kayla. You know it's a sensitive subject. Next question.
Okay, wait. I want to answer because I feel like when I first met every single one of those beautiful men on that show, I mean, just every morning in the makeup trailer, I would be like, really? That's how you look in the morning? Wow. Okay. I mean, it's true. It's so true. All of them were so beautiful. How could you not?
I know my mom would always be like, but he's so pretty. Like every time she'd come to set about everybody, I'm like, yeah, mom, it's a CW show. Like,
no, I mean, yeah. And other CW shows have some handsome men, but I feel like our show in particular, like every single guy was just like, I mean, it was crazy. It was crazy. So my answer is yes to every single one of them. Okay, we have a really good one from Gemma Vitkovsky on Instagram. And she says, can you describe what filming the ending of TVD was like?
In one word, I would say emotional. I knew it was going to be really sad, but I didn't really expect how moved everyone would be. And not just, I think it's easy to watch a show and you just think about the cast members, but we actually had a lot of the same crew for the whole time. I mean, Kayla, every time you came back, it's like you'd see people that we were all there on this first day together.
It was always so emotional to come in and out because it felt like family and I loved every minute of it. So I can't imagine being there every day for 8 years and what that must have felt like. I mean, for our listeners, you guys picture yourself going through all of high school with the same people and then all of college with the same people and then that ending and moving back home or back other places and your life starts over again in a way.
It was surreal. You have this dialogue with everybody in a way that, you know, that you don't have with people in your real life. It's like you would go to work and you could tell when someone was in a bad mood. And even if you don't hang out all the time, you just are on set so much with each other in this workplace that you just know everybody's personality so well.
And I would also come back and be like, wow, you're still that beautiful.
Okay, cool. You kind of have to mourn the fact that it's like all done. And so I think that was the hardest part too, is the aftermath and like not being able to see everybody every day. Mm-hmm. There is a whole handful of us that do see each other, but I miss the crew in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Definitely miss the Atlanta crew.
Got a little emotional on that one. That was a good question. Thanks, Gemma.
All right. From Sam at sit_71. He said, hey, Candace, Kayla, how do you deal with criticism?
Not well.
Do you take constructive criticism well?
I think depending on who it's from. I think criticism from people who you may not ask for it from is not welcome. But if you're asking for constructive criticism from friends or family, from mentors, by all means, bring it on. But for some reason, when we are in the public eye, people feel like they want to give you criticism, even with this podcast. Sometimes people give us some criticism or ideas when I'm not necessarily asking for it.
My favorite is the mommy critics. Like, and not even on, I will say, I haven't gotten crazy things on social media. I know a lot of people say that they'll post a picture and then there's like a crazy backlash of, and I've never had that issue. That to my knowledge, maybe I don't read the comments as much on my personal, but I was at the mall the other day and Florence and I were going up the escalator and she's three. So she just kind of like put her hand down. And before I even have a chance to say like, oh, honey, no, like that's dirty. And that's, you're going to get your finger. Like, you know, and all of a sudden this woman jumps it and is just like, oh my gosh, don't touch that, sweetie. Don't touch that. And I was like, oh no, I got it. And she was like, well, you know, she could really hurt herself. And I'm like, I know, I got it. And then she waited at the top of the escalator to make sure that my daughter got off the escalator okay.
Control,
and I was like,
freak.
I've got it. She's fine. Thank you. And part of me is like, oh, you know, maybe I should just be nicer and be like, whatever, you know, she's just trying to be nice and we all kind of need to support each other. But yeah, I have a hard time with mommy criticism.
I can't imagine. I feel like everyone has their own opinion of how each person should parent and that would be really difficult. But I think we need to start a revolution and support each other through that and instead of judging each other.
But that's the thing. Maybe she was just trying to support me in case that I was distracted.
It
but
seems
I wasn't.
Like an aggressive support.
It was a very aggressive support. But I want to start taking criticism with a grain of salt. So like I really do want to be better about like hearing criticism as like a constructive criticism or just knowing like, hey, that's that person's opinion and that's great. I'm just gonna like let it roll right off the shoulders.
Do you ever read reviews of your work?
I read reviews in the beginning. Like crazy enough, like Karina would write about the Vampire Diaries, so I was reading about like from Karina McKenzie what she was writing all the time, and everyone was really kind. Like I'm sure there are some like mean things written, but I haven't really sought them out. And when I do start to see something like not good, I just kind of like close my phone and put it away. Like, it's not that I don't want there to be bad reviews. It's because it's inevitable, but I just know that I don't do as well with them and I'd rather focus on the good ones. And it also just, I've tried just not to read anything at all.
I think that's why I continue to take class, like acting class and all sorts of different types of classes, because that's the kind of criticism I want. That's the criticism I want from people that I respect and want. I also think that when you're on a show, a lot of the press that they send you is only positive because they want you to feel enthusiastic and feel that everyone loves it. And I realize that sometimes you're stuck in that bubble. And so I do think it's also important to make sure you're not just living in the bubble, that you can, you know, step outside sometimes too. So I think it's a fine balance, but also knowing yourself and knowing how that affects you and what to what state can you take it, you know, kind of thing. Because you shouldn't just sit there and take criticism and then feel bad about yourself either. So
you have to be able to separate it. But yes, I definitely lived in a bubble for a long time and only read really nice things.
Hey, whatever. That's great. I have a really great question about the podcast. This is from Elif. It says, hi, it's Elif. I absolutely love Directionally Challenged. I was wondering how you guys came forward with the initial idea for this podcast. How long did it take for you guys to finally announce it to us fans? And what's your absolute favorite part of being able to record your podcast?
Kayla and I had this idea. We were at my house on my bathroom floor, drunk on a lot of wine.
True story.
And I was like, she had been listening to a lot of podcasts. I'd been listening to a lot of podcasts. We were talking about podcasts. And I was like, you know what would be really fun? If we had a podcast and then we can engage with all these people that are on our socials in a way that's comfortable to us. I just found myself really uncomfortable with trying to be more involved on Instagram and was thinking of a way that'd be more organic to kind of talk to you guys. And Kayla had kind of mentioned the same thing. So I was like, what if we had our own podcast? And then Kayla was like,
it's a horrible idea. No, I thought it was really a great idea only because we felt lost. So I knew if we felt this way, other people felt this way too. So why not use the platform and try and learn? Then Candace got us a meeting with our producers. And then to be honest, the second we were all in the room together, I was like, oh yeah, this is going to work. It's been really fun. It's been hard because, you know, we put ourselves out there and decided to do this. And to be honest with you, from the time we met with our producers and had that meeting to this day we started recording was not that much time in between. So it really did pick up kind of quickly.
So we started in the summer of 2018 and met before that. So we're coming up on a year. So this was conceptualized and now it's out there. And we have all of you guys joining us. And it's been all the emotions. Uh-huh. It's been scary. It's been fun. It's been vulnerable. But most importantly, it's been so encouraging to watch your engagement with us. And it just gets us so excited to continue to make new podcasts for you guys. So this is really a love letter to you guys and all the time that you've shared with us and all the time that you've shared sharing this podcast with your friends and leaving us comments and leaving us ratings and reviews. We really do listen to all of that. We read all of it and it makes it all worth it.
Yeah, I agree. This episode was really special and it meant a lot to us that you guys reached out and left us videos and comments and all that. So, you know, I think we should maybe think about doing something like this again. So let us know what you guys think. Was this one of your favorites? And send us more comments and questions. And remember, audio is the best because then we can play your voice on air and share it.
So use our hashtag.
Hashtag Hey Candace Kayla.
Thank you guys so much. And don't forget, we are doing this podcast weekly right now. So we'll have a whole new episode for you next week. We will see you then. Directionally Challenged.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.